whilst we're just moving around a little bit, I'll tell you a little bit about each of these pieces. The first one you heard was Mr. Chump. These are all based on the composer's cats. Clearly a cat band later. Mr. Chump is Ginger Tom, scruffy but affectionate. I hope that came across. The next one, Black Sam, looks and purrs like a New Orleans gospel singer. There's a lot of soul in this next one, and hopefully that's going to come across. Are we all ready?
Thank you.
finally, we have another cat. He couldn't stop writing about his cats, apparently. Mr. B has actually informed me there's another three.
There are. Yeah.
So there's hundreds of them.
I think the first four died.
So. Oh. It doesn't say that in the program. The final one, Kraken. The only female rules the roost, though only half the size of the others. Who's worked really hard, plays really, really well, and it is May Walton. I'm going to tell you a little bit about May. She started playing. When did you start playing, May?
2019, is that right?
Yes, actually, when I started here as well. So she's only been playing 3 and a bit years, I think, and she's just passed her grade 5 with a distinction. She's somebody who's got incredible musicality and she's always had a wonderful sound on the trumpet, which you're about to hear now. She's going to be playing one of her pieces she played for her grade five. It's by Astor Piazzolla, and it's called Tango for Now. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Walter. Another round of applause for her. The next piece we're going to play is originally a vocal piece, a choral piece. I really like choral music. I spent loads of time as a kid singing in choirs and subsequently. And I love it when it's arranged for brass. Particularly, it's a very good skill for these guys to have, is we're not violinists, we're not woodwind players, we don't fly around the instrument much. Some of the time, but not very much. It's not how we make our money. Most of the time, we have to play long notes, a lot of long notes, and we have to be able to play lyrically and musically and do that really convincingly. Choral music is a really good way of doing that, I think. And I came across this lovely piece by Dan Forrest, who I'd not come across before. It was based on a poem by Mark Twain called Good Night, Dear Heart. It's a very sad, but also very optimistic poem. It's sort of about, probably about the worst thing you can do, which is have a parent laying your child to rest, which I hope nobody ever has to go through. But it is this very, very beautiful poem and very, very beautiful piece that comes out of it, and I really hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hey, nice one. Very good. Something I forgot to mention about that. Gabe is a multi-talented, not only musician, but student generally. He's also an incredible pianist. And he's also going off to Oxford in September to do, is it maths and computer science?
Yes.
That just shouldn't be allowed. Got it all. Next piece we're going to play is another choral piece. I told you I like choral music. And it's by Stephen J. Carlson, and it's called Never Know Your Love. Have a score for this, and that is because I forgot to print it today. So we'll see how this goes. It's a bit of fun, it's a bit of a hip hop mashup, and it's called The Next Real Good Time Scandal. Hopefully that gives you an idea of something to use it. Ready? No? Okay, good. Got more music than me. I'm
Doing this, two things. Firstly, I didn't know what was coming tonight because they get some of themselves. I think what you hopefully you'll agree what we've heard so far is just stunning. The breadth and the how they're accompanying each other and they're working together I think it's absolutely outstanding. I can see by the smiles on your faces, you're really, really delighted. So give him a round of applause, please. Also, I feel duty bound. I just want to mention this. This is a piccolo trumpet, which I think Dylan was playing earlier. It's really, really high. But many of you who have been around a little while remember Jack Emsley, who's now at Cambridge. See, brass players go to the right places. When they left, they donated some money to the school for different aspects that had sort of affected and supported Jack. And the bit of money that we got, along with some other concert taking and things, we invested, because I like a bargain. And when I can find a bargain, I get one, don't care. And we bought this, so I just want to show we're putting it to good use already. But it's really good that we can, you know, when we see these things and get these unique instruments for the students to use, because as you heard, it makes a massive difference. So thank you to Jack and his family, but also to everyone, because, you know, what you invest in coming to concerts or whatever gets ploughed directly back into metal. Are we ready? Did I feel well?
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right, anytime. I'm available for weddings.
Send your invoice in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. We're going to play you out now with Bill Withers' Lovely Day. Enjoy. Sing along if you know the words. Thank you.